We're joined now in the studio with one of our guests, Jennifer Lee, who is going to continue the discussions with us. Now, it seems like there may be a possibility of a second U.S.-North Korea summit. This year, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un confirmed his commitment to denuclearization and hinted at a chance of a second summit in his New Year's address on January 1st. Jennifer Lee is here to cover that and cover what the local newspapers say on this. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Lee.
We discussed this in our segment yesterday, but could you just remind us about the address that was made by Chairman Kim?
Absolutely. In his New Year's address on January 1st, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un emphasized his firm commitment to complete denuclearization while also making clear his intention to participate in a second summit with the U.S. But at the same time, Kim made a veiled warning to the U.S., noting that he might seek a new way if the U.S. keeps up its sanctions and pressure aimed at forcing the North to submit to unilateral denuclearization. Now, allow me to read some of the actual quotes from the actual New Year's address made by Kim. Kim, during his address, said, quote, "I am prepared to sit down again with the American president at any time in the future, and I will strive to create results that the international community will welcome," end quote. Kim went on quoting the joint declaration released by North Korea and the U.S. on June 12, 2018 in Singapore, saying, quote, "Establishing new relations between our two countries, building a permanent and firm peace regime on the Korean Peninsula, and moving toward complete denuclearization is the unchanging position of the Workers' Party of Korea and the DPRK government. And it's something to which I'm firmly committed," end quote. At the same time, Kim made the request that, quote, "the U.S. would respond to our leading and preemptive efforts by taking corresponding actions that are credible and meaningful," end quote. On the same note, he also added, quote, "if the U.S. continues to put pressure and sanctions on North Korea to force its unilateral denuclearization, we may find ourselves left with no choice but to seek a new way to defend the autonomy of the nation and the supreme interests of the state and to achieve peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula," end quote.
It seemed that he had a lot to say on the matter, but the common rhetoric that we've heard before seems to just be continued. What did the U.S. have to say about this?
The U.S. President Donald Trump said he is looking forward to his second summit with the North Korean leader. Trump tweeted, quote, "Kim Jong-un says North Korea will not make or test nuclear weapons or give them to others, and he is ready to meet President Trump anytime," end quote. Trump continued and is in the tweet, quote, "I also look forward to meeting with Chairman Kim, who realizes so well that North Korea possesses great economic potential," end quote.
I see. Well, let's take a look at what the local newspapers had to say about the development. We can start off with Yonhap News first.
Sure. Yonhap News said, "What's most important is the next step we take. It emphasized that, more than anything, the U.S. and the North need to start with a full-scale negotiations to keep up the momentum. It also insisted, as Kim, in his New Year's address, clearly stated his unchanging stance and firm commitment toward complete denuclearization and establishing peace regime on the Korean Peninsula, there is no reason for the delay of extensive negotiations that will lay out a roadmap for denuclearization."
I see. So Yonhap is seeing the progress as a positive one then, but did they express any concerns?
Yes, indeed. And it said that the uncertainties still linger despite both leaders of U.S. and North Korea reconfirmed their commitment for a second summit. The paper pointed out that it is also unclear what Chairman Kim meant in his address by saying seeking new ways should the U.S. continue on with its sanctions and pressures measures on North Korea. Yonhap News also insisted that under such circumstances, Korean government playing a proactive role is critical so that U.S. and North Korea can find the right points of contact.
Okay. And how about the Hangyo Day? What did they have to say on this matter?
Yes. Hangyore said that Chairman Kim's New Year's address and instant and positive reaction by President Trump can be interpreted as the two leaders' willingness to resolve issues through top-down approach. The paper said that this can speed up the currently stalled negotiations between the U.S. and North Korea over denuclearization and normalizing relations. It even glimpsed possibilities of the two Koreas, of the two countries, the U.S. and North Korea, holding a second U.S.-North Korea summit in the near future. And Hangyore also stated that the New Year's address should be taken as a green light from North Korea, though it contained a warning about a new way. The focus should be on Kim stating his strong commitment to complete denuclearization and establishment of peace regime on the Korean Peninsula. And now that we have reaffirmed the commitment of the two leaders, high working level negotiations for a second summit should be held in a prompt manner.
All right. Well, let's jump over to the 통화일보. What are they saying about this matter?
Contrary to the two newspapers mentioned above, 통화일보 showed quite a negative and glum perspective. The paper said that despite reconfirmation of commitment for a second summit exchange between the two leaders of the U.S. and North Korea, it can hardly mean a positive signal or a breakthrough for long impasse in the two countries' relations. It also criticized that, though the two countries agreed to have dialogue, they're evading to talk about each other's core requests. Trump has only mentioned the economic potential of North Korea in his tweet, pushing and hinting the state to expedite denuclearization while ignoring to answer for Kim's request on lifting sanctions. Kim, as well, only reaffirmed its pledge to completely denuclearize, but failed to mention any specific plans for nuclear dismantlement.
I see. Along those same lines, did the 세계일보 also share in that negative perspective?
Actually, 세계일보 expressed both praise and concerns. The exchange between the two leaders can be construed as a green light in resuming U.S.-North Korea dialogue, as long as the U.S. is standing firm by its principle of no sanctions relief until denuclearization, and North Korea insisting gradual and simultaneous denuclearization measures. To the contrary, the two nations will not be able to close the gap. The paper said that in order to show that it is really different this time, North Korea should lay out a roadmap for denuclearization in concrete and specific terms.
Well, thank you very much for those updates, Jennifer Lee, and we'll see you again next time.
Thank you, Lee.
Coming up next, we got traffic and weather.